Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're on the BBS radio program again. This is a program of healing. We do lots of healing with people from the creation light ship and through the light beings that are doing these healings, and most healings are instantaneous, so it's just a wonderful show, and we just love BBS radio for doing this here. And we have other shows during the week. We have Monday at 4, Wednesday at 9, late night on Friday at 9:30, then naturally the show tonight. So with me is my guest here, a co-host, Sylvia Joy, and she's a health and wellness consultant, and she's had many restaurants serving healthy food for everyone, so I'll just have her come on here and see what she has to say. So, Sylvia, are you online?
I sure am. Hello, and hi to all our wonderful listeners. And thank you all so much for tuning in with us tonight. We had such a wonderful day today with the amazing Creation Lightship teleconference call that we had earlier, that I'm just feeling so very blessed to be part of this. It's just such a powerful experience when you get a chance to go to the Lightship frequently like you do on this radio program and on the many conference calls that Ron does. And I'm wondering if any of our listeners out there tonight have been on today's conference call, which was very special. And if you would like to call in and share some of your experiences with us, that would be great. Or any other listeners who would like to call in and talk about their experiences of healing on the light ship, we'd love to hear from you tonight. We're going to open the phone lines for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. To take your calls before the healings get started later on. So please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I've noticed for myself that going to the light ship on a regular basis, like we do on these radio programs and the conference calls, it seems to have kind of an accumulative effect. Like you just start feeling better and better. You start to feel really great every day, and your life just gets smoother and rolls along a lot better, and it's got a very powerful effect. Ron, would you say that that's true, that going to the ship regularly has some kind of, you know, I think extra boosting effect?
Yes, you almost feel like you're plugged in more spiritually. And it may not even be that, it's just that you're able to integrate more of who you are in your body, because your spirit gets re-energized each time you go up, because that's where it was created, and you run and have all these beautiful energies come into your body. Remember, they use light code healing, and so it's not like we have down here where they have actual typical physical instruments. They're doing a lot of healing through light frequencies on you, and those frequencies go right through your body, and it just takes away a lot of our, in a sense, our baggage. But it's kind of more than that. It's actually just being having like a tremendous tune-up, and so you feel better, you're happier, and you feel more relaxed and calmer, and you find that the energy around you isn't as dense, and that's kind of how I could probably describe it. You know, along with having physical healings, but you just feel better. Each time you go up, you have more and more frequencies that you can move yourself into. So you start recognizing who you are spiritually and that you are part of the divine that's in you, and that starts to show and come out of you. And the most common scenario is that people call and tell me that their eyes always look better after the ship healing. And so that's very good.
Oh, that's really interesting. You know, I remember one time, I think I was on a conference call, and I actually felt my eyes open up, like, you know, they just got bigger and brighter, and I felt it. Was that just, is that like your spirit coming into you more and more of you coming back from wherever you left in densities?
Yes, that's correct, because you're able to have more of you integrate with yourself, with your body. So that's probably the most important thing, is that what I'm here to help people with is to get into their bodies more, because that's what you need to be in is for the ascension process. It's not a mental process of ascension. It's actually a physical process of having your body translate to a higher frequency. So this is what I always stress, to be in your body and to enable you to have more light codes in you, because your spirit has your answers. And it's just a very basic teaching, but most people are not in their bodies all the way, and with that, they can't carry spiritual energy with them. So they have a lot of information that they're normally seeking because they're not integrated with the energy already. So once you go to the light ship a few times, and there's probably, I would assume, many callers on who have been up on the ship at least more than one time. This program started the 1st of December, so we may have some veterans online here, and or the ones that have been on my conference calls. And you just find out that you're just more plugged in. You feel better. Sometimes ailments that you've had in the past will just vanish. You won't really realize that you had something after a while, because it just kind of goes away automatically. And that's one of the main benefits. But they do work with you continuously. And this is a nice thing, is that each time you go up, you have more work done, and you become more plugged in to the higher aspects of who you are.
That's great. Now, do we have a caller on the line? Because I heard a beep a little bit ago.
Yes, good evening. I'm Drew in Connecticut. How are you this evening?
Hi, Drew.
Great. Hi, Drew.
Hi. I didn't get a chance to participate in the conference call, but since I've been listening to Ron, I have had the opportunity to visit the light ship three times, and I wanted just to share some testimony, because for the past several years, I was diagnosed with adult ADD, and I was confused. There really wasn't a lot of clarity in my life, but I did try some medications, and it ultimately led to a Zoloft prescription, and you know, I was thinking clearly, and it was not related to depression at all. But after listening with Ron and going to the light ship, I said, you know, I don't need this anymore, and I am off of it. And actually, I'm thinking better and doing more since I've been going to the light ship. And now I'm taking my meds. I have a 17-year-old Lasha who I know is, you know, jumping around now, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of incredible energy. And I thank you so much for your support to BBS and the opportunity that we have to listen to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Drew. Really appreciate your healings that you've expressed. What I find, a lot of people, they have the healings and they kind of forget about it because the energy goes away, or during the call they're kind of afraid to call in because they don't want to miss healings. So
right. Well, that's why I'm going to get off now, so you can get back to the healings.
I wanted to share that with you. Yeah,
so
blessings to you, and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
A very beautiful story. So glad to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling with that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your wonderful St. Patrick's Day luck and energy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, you too. And we'd love to hear from others tonight. That was such a wonderful testimony to the ship healing from Drew about his experience, and also his dog's experience. And we'd love to hear from others.
So I'll just do an entity release now from people, and if you do want to call in, you can. And Don said we could go over a little bit if we need to, so if you do want to call in, you'll have plenty of time to talk. So I'll just do the entity work right now. And this, if you call in, it won't disturb me. So we're just releasing some energies right now. So when I mention entities, these are just emotional bodies of people who passed on, typically on this planet. And we naturally have lots of them inside of us. They just come in from our day-to-day living. I think I heard a beep here.
You did.
Caller?
Okay.
Hi, this is Dennis.
This is Dennis?
From Dream. Yes. And,
hi, how
Sharon
are you?
And I. Good, thank you.
Where do you live, Dennis?
Well, we were, of course, we were attending the 4-hour seminar during the day today with the water. And thank you very much for your invite, because we certainly experienced a wonderful healing here. There's quite a few things going on. And you advised us to come anyway. Well, we were able to do our best show ever. We felt energized, very much at peace with ourselves and had a lot of fun. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, wasn't that a remarkable session today?
It was. It is. And I can say that for myself, there was definitely a physical healing that needed to go on during that time. And it happened very quickly, and I feel wonderful. And I think that's true for everyone. They're experiencing it each in their own unique way, because spirit is allowed to come into yourself, and you feel that presence and can do what you do better and feel better about it as well.
So where do you live, Dennis?
Pardon me?
Where do you live? Do you live in Canada?
Yeah, I live in Toronto, Ontario,
Canada. Yes, okay. And if you want to give a little plug now about your show, I know it was on a few hours ago. You can. We listen to it. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we just before your show, we had Stephen Dabrowski come on with us, and he's the founder of Parent College and has written a book recently, Wisdom in the Family. And he was on the show with us this evening, and he was very clear on the path that he is taking, and did during the show, I felt, impart some beautiful wisdom to everyone listening. Very much in line too with what you're doing. People are expressing themselves more, are encouraged to express who they truly are and to know what that is. And certainly with the lightship healing, that makes it so much more, it gets you there so much more quickly and easily and simply. It's I'm recommending anybody who would like to be there, accelerated to that degree, to listen to your show for sure.
Well, thank you, and we really enjoyed your show too.
Thank you.
And just a question for you. How did you like the energetic amber blood that they did for us to increase our frequencies?
Well, the amber blood was I think, that was the first time I heard of that, and it might have been the first for you as well. It's so hard to describe some of these things because it's a new experience. But you can feel it. You know that it's working within your body in such a way that it nourishes it in a way that brings joy, knowingness, the feeling that you're connecting to yourself in a very beautiful way. And therefore, connecting with others in the same way. It's the bloodstream. That was so good.
I would have to agree with you. It was, for those of you that are listening, it was a process to basically infuse the blood and also, I think, the bone marrow and actually raise the body's frequency through that process. And on the call, it was just the most amazing feeling to have that happen. And I felt like about three or four different times during that process, I could feel the frequency accelerating or increasing. And it was just phenomenal. Did you feel that too, Dennis?
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of describing it, the frequency, the vibration. That's exactly what it's like. It's like a new fuel, a new reality. It feels so good. What I love about it too is that it's so simple. I'd love to go into this more, but I know the healings are very important too, because that's what Ron does, and he does it so well. So perhaps, unless you'd like to keep on going, but I understand the healings are important.
Yeah, you could talk if you want for 5 minutes. That'd be fine.
Oh, wonderful.
to describe it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened with me, they've done this. This was the fourth time on my conference calls in 2 years that they have done this. And they first had me do it like, I'll just use the word, as a guinea pig, probably about 3 years ago. And what I felt then, and I still feel it, but it's not as much, but when I first had it done, it felt like what I had in my bloodstream before was like square blocks or square rocks, boulders, you know? And then after the session, I felt like I had these just perfectly lubricated ball bearings running through my body, through all my veins and arteries and capillaries. And that's how I would describe it, the way it makes me feel.
Yeah, very light comparatively.
Yes, and you just feel, if you kind of sense your body, it's like running, like having an oil change, you know, just really, you know, in your car when you had, you know, bad oil. It's just like everything's so much smoother running internally.
But, you know, that's it. You know, it allows myself, it allows people to access the energy within themselves without, you know, blowing out somehow. It allows it to come in and feel good, even though it's higher energy. And it's accessible, and it feels good, and it the ball bearing is beautiful. I mean, everything works better. It's not harder. It's actually flows. It has a way of making things so much easier in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said a really interesting thing, Dennis, about being able to contact or connect with your spirit more. And this is a question I had actually for Ron, because what I experienced with that whole process, or after it was done, is it felt like it was actually so much easier and more comfortable for my spirit to be in my body. And I got to thinking, you know, like if the spirit doesn't like densities, and it likes the vibration of, you know, pure love, well, then obviously when you increase your body's vibration and you get rid of the densities, it's going to like that better, it seems to me. That's how I felt, and I just felt this huge kind of rush of love come into me after we did that, and it was just a very profound thing. I was wondering if that happened to other people.
Sylvia, it's Jera.
Hi.
I was well this afternoon, and it was so instantaneous with me as soon as I heard the word amber blood. The vibration of the amber, I was already connecting. It was awesome. Just
wow.
Amazing.
Great.
That's great. Anybody's wondering what this is about, every once a month I do a four-hour special healing session on Saturdays. I don't know what's going to happen next month because we're traveling a lot, going to events, but normally once a month I'll do a four-hour special healing session, and it's associated with the ascension process, and the Lightship does a lot of different attunements to everybody on the conference call line. And the last hour is dedicated to seven containers of water. And most people get a gallon containers because they want to have a lot of water to drink. And each water container has special codes in it for the previous 7 days. So this is how the session works. And it's only $60. And the time goes by so fast, it feels like maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour. And a lot of people, when I finish the conference call, they don't want to get off the line. So that's... It's just the energy is just so nice and so peaceful. That's kind of what happens. But this is one of the sessions that we do for everyone.
It's really, Ron, it's really a miraculous, life-changing call. And the fact that it's available at all and for $60 is just like, you know, amazing, you know. And at that rate, you can afford to put your whole family on the line. It's just fabulous.
It's not only that, it's the water itself, too, because we have a full supply, a week supply, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it is drinking that water and using that water that is also has a beautiful effect, you know, throughout the week. The healing continues with it. It's that's another part that people can get a lot from.
Oh, yeah, I'd be interested to hear your experiences with that, because I've had some too.
Well, we did attend last month, and, you know, we had smaller bottles at that time, but I did put it in my bath water and drank it every day. And there's always, like, a dolphin or a turtle or a frog or a swan, beautiful energy like that that is part of it as it's worked with. And each time I would take, each day that I took the water, I definitely noticed a certain aspect of myself that made it feel, gave me a feel of something that I really wanted to get in touch with. And each day was different with each bottle of water. And it told me something, and it also helped me to expand on really what I wanted to do in the first place. It made that clear as well. So each one was an essence of something that contributed. And again, each person has their own bottle, their own water that they work with, so that you're not taking someone else's. It's a very individual spiritual experience.
Oh, that's really a neat insight. I'm going to pay attention to that when I'm drinking mine this next 7 days. I guess, you know, being in the health and nutrition end of things, I've paid a lot of attention just to how it's affected my body. And it's amazing because I don't get hungry nearly as much. And I feel like it actually cleans out toxins like incredibly fast, and it just is nourishing. It's like they've put some kind of, you know, light codes in there that actually support your healing on a physical basis as well, and I've just had great results with it. And I give the leftover, if I don't drink the whole gallon, I've been giving it to my plants, and between, I think, just the extra light coming in from the masters as they come into our living rooms when Ron does that, and that bit of water, they're just, like, growing, like, amazing, you know, just incredible.
That's great.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful talking with you once again. Much love to everyone.
Okay, Janice, thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. So we're going to, I'm doing some entity work now, do some clearing. So you all are pretty much cleared out. So we're going to bring in your spirit energy to you now. So I'll just count to 10 as more of you come into yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just do one more clearing here to get rid of the entities, and then we'll have to do a healing on your own spirits, so it needs to come into you perfectly healed. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you should feel a little heavier in your body, and you may feel maybe a little more alert. You might feel tingles. Everybody has their own personal experience. I'm going to take you out momentarily and put you back in again. And this process will integrate the old with the new. And if you happen to be in your body improperly, this will put you in correctly. So here we go, going out and integration, and now you're going back in again. So if you do feel an energy shift, that normally means that you're in your body crooked or upside down or something like that. So, and that happens all the time. So now you're in your body properly. And what you're probably hearing with Drew and also Dennis talking, with the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. I think we're so used down here of going to practitioners that, you know, we're used to having a lot of homework. And with the light shift, there's no homework involved. When they work with you, they work with you, and that's it. You just sit back and relax. So that's one of the nice benefits of this type of session. And they're so gentle and so agile and non-evasive that things just happen instantly because this is the divine working with you. They're not going to cause you physical harm or traumas, and everything just works very smoothly. So do you have any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to comment on what you just said because that's a very interesting point. Here, if we go to a healing practitioner sometimes, or maybe even a massage, or we start a detox diet or something that we do, we almost always have like detox reactions or, some kind of processing after effect, I guess you would call it, that happens. And it's really interesting what you just said because it made me realize that with all the ship healings, I haven't experienced any of that, like after, no heavy side effects or processing afterwards. I just feel really, really great.
Yeah, that's good. That's the way I feel too. And I'm going to do one other healing here for everyone. This is a brand new healing that the Light Ship brought forward about a week ago. And this healing, I normally do healings with the emotional and the feeling body and mental body. Then we do sensory clearings, which is past life, going back to your first incarnation here. But this healing is called a sensory body. And this is how you sense energies, how your body takes energies into it. And there's many energies that we're not aware of that are going into our body, just like radio waves, because they're going through us. We don't know about them because we can't see them, but they're there. So I'm going to do a clearing on that here. And again, just sit back and kind of relax here. And I use the chakras, six on down to one. We don't work with the crown chakra normally because it's not needed for the physical body at this time. If we did, the ship would be doing crown chakra healings. But we're mainly working with physical energies, and that's the six chakras. So we're going to go from this point in time to your last birthday. And again, just sit back and relax. And this is very special because the most of the healings on the Light Ship are performed by the male energies. And this is actually the females doing this healing. So you're going to feel a lot of love and compassion here coming into your body, this beautiful love energy. And the males have love too, but it's a different type of love, where the females are a little more earthly. We'll just use that terminology. So here they come, and they're saying they're getting ready here, and they're telling me to remind you to put on your monitor screen one of them. And so if you want to scroll down a little bit, we'll be energizing this beautiful light beam on your monitor. It'd be on my homepage underneath the blinking flower there that's pointing to the universe there. And just get her ready, and also get a glass of water. We'll do a water charging for you, and she'll do that. So here we go, sensory body, from this time right now back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, feels wonderful. Fourth, the third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And they're all connecting to our heart centers now. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There you go. So you should feel the difference now. Normally have people or yourself look at events in the past. And this might be valid for this clearing, but I think this is more of an experiential, physical feeling that you're going to sense. How do you feel about that, Sylvia?
I've never tried, to think back on things after this clearing because, the two, three times I've done that now, I just feel so good, being in their presence and that wonderful connection to the heart, and I just feel my heart radiating outward, and it's just, it's just a wonderful thing. So, yeah, I think you're right. It's more of an experiential thing, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. So if you're not on my homepage, just scroll down to Friday on Don's initial opening homepage, and you're going to come to the show tonight. on the very bottom, and which is 9 to 10, and click on Creation Lightship Healings, and then scroll down a ways here, and you can go past that little flower that's blinking, and it's this beautiful light beam. And so we're going to energize her now. She's one of the healers on the lightship. One of the people that went up a while back actually physically saw her. She's a beautiful artist, and she drew this real time as she was up on the ship. And I believe she's on one of the four-hour sessions here. And so she was seeing her real time and down here drawing the photo. So, and we're energizing the photo. What normally happens is you're going to start seeing the colors change a little bit around her forehead as she emits more frequencies. She'll become a little more personal. She'll put her divine essence into this, and it'll look like she's almost living. What I like is to move my head back and forth about 2 feet in front of my monitor, and I can see her still looking at me. So it's quite something, and you can feel the love move with her eyes. So you might try that. Just move yourself back and forth, maybe a foot or two in front of your monitor, and look at her eyes, and you can see them almost tracking you as she's watching you, emitting love from her. And right now I see her face lifting off the screen a little bit, coming more three-dimensional. And she's emitting a lot of light. How do you see that, Sylvia?
Yeah, same thing, and also more colors are coming, the colors are becoming more vibrant. There's more violets and so on coming up.
Uh-huh. So she's going to help us do some water charging, and she's also putting her beautiful energy into your living room or wherever you are now.
You know, while she's charging up, can I say one more thing about that sensory clearing? Because I think it's really remarkable how it works. You know, when you get on sensory overload, which is so easy to do these days because there's so much being thrown at you all the time, we're bombarded with stuff all the time, and you get on sensory overload and you just kind of can't take any more stimulus or input, and you kind of shut down a little bit, I think. For me, with this sensory clearing, it kind of alleviates all of that and opens you back up, and it makes it, for me, possible to just be open, have my heart open, and go through my day like that without feeling like, you know, that there's too much, you know, being coming at me or anything like that. And after doing one of the calls where you did that, I went out and took a walk, and everybody that I met, it was just so easy to be with them and communicate, and they just came up to you and kind of wanted to be in your space. So I think it's just a beautiful clearing. I hope a lot of people get the chance to receive it.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. So if you would like to get your container or glass of water right now in front of you. It feels to me like some people have more than a glass full.
Five gallons.
And so put one hand on each side of it. Yeah, I caught you guys. And she's going to start to charge the water up here for you. And this takes about a minute. And like I said, if you have any extra water, you may want to put it in your bath water, either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. And a cup of water typically is okay, so if you have that much left over, that's good. But that's up to you. It feels like some people have gallon containers now. So anyway, she's charging the water right now, and you should start to feel your hands tingle. That's one of the sensations that you're going to sense down here. They may buzz, tingle, vibrate. You're going to probably feel like a oneness between you and the water molecules, okay? And like I said before in the past, you don't have to feel anything to have these healings work. The healings are from the divine that created you. They don't require any belief system on your part. because you're already connected. So if you're stumbling upon that, wondering if you're the right religion or, you know, anything like that, it makes no difference. And she's still doing the healing here. And she's also blessing the room that you're in, blessing you, running her beautiful energy into your heart center. So we're going to do a little opening now of your heart chakra as we're doing the water charging. So heart chakra, front and back. I use the word spin to open your heart up. Spin, 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 open. There you go. You can run a little more energy through your body here. Remember, your spirit resides in your heart center, so this is where you always want to go to connect. Okay, she's almost done. She's giving it a little extra energy right now for everyone. And she's saying about 15 more seconds. Okay, about 5 more, she's saying. And she's saying, okay, she's done charging the water. So if you like, you can have a sip of your water or more and kind of just see how it tastes. And I'm going to have some of mine right now. And again, my water always tastes silkier, smoother, juicier. It's kind of hard to describe, but it goes down instantly.
Mine tastes a little sweeter tonight.
Yeah, it makes my mouth taste very good afterwards.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some healing now up on the light ship, unless you want to talk about something, Sylvia. We can go over.
Well, I was going to ask you if we were going to have a chance, if we had time to share that new experience that the Creation Light Ship brought us last night for the first time.
Okay, yes. Okay, what we're going to do is have the light ship put around us this special energy. And this energy is used to disconnect cordings. So we're going to do it in two sections. We're going to do an energetic field around us to eliminate, I'll use the word psychic cordings from people. And then you can experience that. And then we're going to do another energy, use the word barrier, I guess, from the light ship, which will disconnect you from planets and external forces that are taking your energy off planet. And it'll put you into a nice sacred space, and at that point you can communicate to your spirit and ask for guidance. And I'll just play some music here during that process after we get these energies in place here. So we're getting the light ship now to connect to us here, and they're going to put this beautiful tunnel of white light around us right now. And now they're starting to give us like this safe barrier around us of energy, like an energy cocoon. This is very sacred energy that they're putting around us, and it's pushing away. If you can feel your body now, you're having more space between physical objects around you. And right now it feels like my barrier is probably about 2 foot away from my body, so we have like about a 4 foot diameter force field. And now it's going out to 6 feet. And they're going to make it out to 10 feet for us here. There we go. It's at 10 feet right now. So what they're going to do now, this barrier is going to eliminate cordings from people, places, and things here that are physically on this planet. This includes cordings that people do to us, send us energy, take away energy, and also just negative attributes that could be here, say witchcraft or any type of thing that takes away your free will. And that's in place right now. So I'll let you experience that for like about a minute or so, and then we'll do it for off-planet energies. okay, and now we're going to have them disconnect us from external forces that are out of this planet's energy field that's bombarding us with this negative energy. And you're going to feel a shift now. I just felt it myself. And my heart kind of did a little flutter. So it's now running pure spirit energy into you now from the light ship. So you're now disconnected from these draining negative forces that are always on us here. So just sit back and relax here, and you can connect to your spirit and enjoy this wonderful healing here. Okay, so you're still in the space right now, so you should feel pretty disattached from everything around you because this is what it's allowing you to do, to have your own energy with you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel so good. I feel just myself. I feel calm, at peace, just feel filled with love, and I feel like I can connect, you know, like that's something that's tricky to do sometimes, it just get that deep connection because you get thrown off base by things that are happening around you that maybe you don't even know, or, you know, your computer field or whatever is coming at you, and I just felt very free from all of that.
Yes. Okay.
Great.
So let me think. what I can do here for healing now. So we're going to, I'm being downloaded right now momentarily here. So let me just see what the life ship would like to do with us here.
Can I say something while you're downloading?
Yes, that'd be fine, sure.
I just wanted to mention the other day Ron was actually downloading information from the light beings, and they said something very interesting, which was that they want this radio broadcast to really be used to help people come to understand their own divinity, and they really want to help us all connect more deeply with our own spirit. And that's why they brought in that wonderful experience that we just had. And they also said something really that I thought was beautiful as the way of kind of advice for when we do go to the light ship, which is to really pay attention to the resonance and, of you know, of your own spirit, the spirit connection that you can feel so deeply when you're on the ship, so that when you go there, you get more and more accustomed to making that connection with your own spirit and can bring that back with you and walk with that in your day-to-day life. So just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was particularly beautiful and wonderful advice for what we can be doing every single day.
That's great, yeah. So what they're going to do is we're going to go to the light ship, and we're going to go into a special room. And we go there off and on in this location where the food court is. So we're going to have a food court experience here. This is where the light beings eat. And this, for a lot of people, it's quite interesting. So, again, if you wish to have any animals or pets that you'd like to have healings done for, just think of them now in your consciousness. A lot of times your animals will come over to you during the session here. And they're getting ready to bring us up. So they're putting this beautiful white light tunnel around us now. And they're about ready. So here we go. We're going up right now to the light ship. And this will not work on the archives because you have to be with me on this call when I'm live doing it. But you can listen in to see what we go through and what type of experiences the light ships are doing for people. And the light ship here comes every 2,000 years. There's only one light ship that's doing this. And it's very, very sacred. It's the same place, the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and healings 2,000 years ago. So we're up there on the light ship right now, and we've had our body scanned already. And we're now going to go to what I call the food court. This is where the different light beings eat. Remember, they're kind of like we are. Some are physical life forms, and they do have to eat. Most of the food is just small portions normally. And so when we look at the food up there, we think we're going to be starving because all they give you is maybe a pea or two to eat. Some of the food the size of a pea, and you go, wow, you know, I'm used to having a plate full of food. But it's very, very high potency. And you'll probably feel full in about 10 minutes here. And it tastes wonderful. And you may have your saliva start to get generated inside of your mouth during this experience. So the first area that we're going to, they're going to be serving, they may have food like us in a sense. I always go to where they have their desserts, and I like their chocolate, so. We're going to go to the location where they have their special chocolates for the races that do eat chocolate. And again, it's like the size of a pea. And this here is a bittersweet chocolate. So we're going to have some of this right now. And they're putting it into a little container for us. We all have our own little containers. These are very gentle beings serving us now. And we're now going to put it into our mouth on top of our tongue. And you may feel your saliva change. It's very bitter, but it tastes great. And they're now giving us a little bit of water to drink so we can get the flavor out of our mouth. And next we're going to go to a different texture of chocolate. And this chocolate is going to be, looks like semi-sweet here is what they're saying to me. So we're going to have some semi-sweet chocolate. And again, it's in a little container that they're giving us, and we're now putting it on the top of our tongue. And it's about half the size of a regular size piece, so it's less than what we had before. And that is very good. And they're giving us another little container of water. It's like about a teaspoon. This is all very, very high vibrational food. And next we're going to go to a location. And this is kind of where they're serving, in a sense, soups, okay? And so right away they're giving us a soup that looks like beet red. And again, it's about a teaspoon of it. It actually glows as you look at it. That's how much life force energy is in this beet red soup. And we're now having some of this soup. And it's very good also. Kind of it has a tangy taste to it. And now we're going to be trying, looks like three other types they have in front of us on the counter. One is a vibrant orange color and appearance. I'm trying to see. Another one is very, very yellow. A very, very yellow type of, I'll use the word soup. And the next one is purple. So we're going to first try the orange one. And it's thick. That's why I'm calling it a soup. If it was runnier, I'd say it'd be like more like a drink, but it is kind of thick. And so now we're having some of the yellow. And now we're having the purple. So I'll just let you sit back now. I'll play some music for about a minute and just to kind of connect with your body and just see how your body's responding to this very high energetic vibrational food that you just got through taking in here. Okay, so now we're going to go to another location, and this location is where the light beings go to get charged up. They don't eat food, but they do need energy to sustain their life. So this is a very special location, and it's kind of like going into a regular old-time phone booth. So it has like an accordion door on it, in a sense. And outside are two beautiful gold plates. And you're going to put one hand on each one of these gold plates here, and it's going to analyze us and recognize who we are. And it'll also sample and see what type of nutrients we're missing in our body. So we're doing that right now. And it's just completed. Some lights are lighting up now inside of this booth, so we're going inside of it now. And we're just standing there. There's a little chair that can be materialized if you'd like to sit down. And now we're putting our hands on two hand plates again. They're almost identical to the ones that were outside. And they're both separate hand plates. They're just in front of us. And the machine, we'll call it a machine, is actually communicating to us. And it's telling us what we're missing inside of our body if we wish to know as far as nutrients. And as you are receiving up there on the creation light ship, it may not be conscious to you down here. And right now, it's ready to activate our bodies with what we're missing. And so it's starting to do this right now. And this takes normally about 15 seconds, our time. So I found most people who have this done, they do feel energy shift in their bodies. They may feel their body heat up all of a sudden. Might feel it pulsate. Might feel a warmth different parts of your body. And you could even break out into a sweat here. And right now, it's completed. So now we're getting out of this wonderful, energetic machine that supplies us with our nutrients that we need. So we've had that nice experience. So now we're going to go to the rooms where they do their energetic healings. Remember, we said these healings are all non-invasive. They use a lot of technology, which we would call down here sound light healing or maybe radionics. There's stuff that is more a lot more complicated than what our mind could even conceive. So we'll just keep it very simple here. And the first room we're going into is a room that's going to help us release physical body pain. So if you have any physical body pain in your body, you can request it right now that you'd like to have it released. And these beautiful light beings will help you with this here. So I'll see you back in about a minute, and you want to request your healings. Because they always see you as perfect. They're in the now. Going to go to another location on the creation light ship, and this room here is where they have the beautiful water, and this water is liquid light energy. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. Very, very beautiful. And so we're going into this water now, and the light beings are going to come over to us, and they're going to appear to us, and these are the light bean dolphin doctors. We'll call them that. And they're very beautiful. There's three of them, and they're now going to be swimming toward us. And we can again request our healing. And here they come. And I'll see you back in about a minute again. Thank you. Okay. And we'll go to another location now. And this location is where we're going to be working with our rib cage. I'm seeing that being worked with right now. So you may feel some shifting there in your body. They're also working with our lungs and our heart. So, again, we just request your healings, and we'll be back in about a minute again. Okay, we'll go on to one other room now, and this room is where we're going to be working with our muscles in our body and cartilage and probably tendons. So if you have any concerns there, just request this, and we'll see what they can do to help you. So we'll put on some more music here and just request your healings, and we'll bring in the energy into your room now of Mother Mary. This is her first cause energy created from the creation light shift, and she'll be coming into your room now. So we'll use the word stronger to increase her energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and request your healings right now. we'll go on to one other room. This is the room where they have the beautiful crystal healing room. It's a large crystal geode. Many crystals are there that will help us out with healing. And also they're bringing into this room the little orbs to help us do healing too. So the orbs are about the size of maybe like a ping pong ball, size of a golf ball, something like that. And they'll be moving around the room, doing their healings around us here. We're levitating in this room. And so again, request your healings, because they will not do anything against your free will. So we'll see you back in about a minute again here. Okay, so we'll now go to the orientation room, and this is where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us this evening. And we're now going into the transporter room where we're having our animals and pets meet us, and they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this energy will be with us for the next 5 days to facilitate more healing if we need so. So you want to ask. Remember, this energy only works in the now. It's light energy. The light only is in the now. So that's very important to realize. So if you ask once and you don't have your results that you think you may want to have in about a minute or two, ask again. So we're getting ready to bring us back here. And we're going down this beautiful white light tunnel right now, and now we're here. Okay, I enjoyed the food court, and how are you feeling, Sylvia? Sometimes it takes a while to get our consciousness back to us here. You doing okay, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous, and I loved the, you know, my favorite part in the food court. Well, I love the chocolate, but the one that's like the phone booth where you put your hands on the plates and go in and just get energized directly like that, that's just amazing. I love that.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we're about a quarter after. We could probably take one phone call if somebody would like to call in or two. I don't want to leave Don up too late here. If we get a call in the next 2 or 3 minutes, that'll be fine. If not, we'll be closing off here. And just would like to say we have other sessions that I also do with people on a one-on-one basis. I do emotional clearings and mental clearings, and all these are designed to get you into the present moment and to have your spirit come more into your body. So that's the reason why you're here, is to walk a spiritual life with your spirit. And like most people on this planet, the majority of people are only 20% in their bodies. And the way you detect if you are in your body full or not is just check out your eyes or look at other people's eyes. And if they're not real bright and shiny, then there's a problem there. And they're just not in their body, maybe no fault of their own, but they need to be in their body to live a much wonderful and joyous life here. So do you have anything to say to add on to what we're talking about, Sylvia?
Well, I think it would be a great idea if we could talk about the upcoming events for next week. We have the conference call on Monday at 5:30 Pacific time, which is similar to the conference call that we had today, but it's a one-hour long call. And that's a wonderful experience, you know, to chance to be on the ship for an hour for your healings. And let's see, Monday we also have the broadcast at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is a nice chance for anyone on the East Coast or the Eastern time zones to catch the radio program, which would be, I believe, 7 p.m. their time. And then, Ron, what about Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday I do water charging for people, and we also have the radio show here on BBS. So if you're interested in having water for each day of the week, the cost for that is $120. And every Wednesday we charge 7 containers of water. So you can have water each day to have these special light codes imprinted in the water, and it's just wonderful to have the water each day to drink.
Is that $120 a month, Ron?
We have healing also on that night, and so you get 7 containers of water every Wednesday to charge up, and that's a session that we do for $120 for 1 month.
That's great. So every Wednesday night you have the ship healing and the water activation.
Yes, so it's an hour and a half long session.
Wonderful.
So we'd like to just probably close here now, and we thank everyone for being with us now, and I hope you had your wonderful healings, and have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. See you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.